Hey, what do you want to watch tonight?
No, you should pick.
I'm fine with anything.
Really? We can even watch that digital fireplace simulation for like 2 hours if you want.
So, who cares if it's summer? Have you seen that crackling action at minute 43?
You can't miss it. It's the most dramatic moment of television since the Breaking Bad finale.
Don't think I'm kidding. I'm 100% serious right now. It's that intense.
See, this is why you should pick.
Otherwise, I'm making you watch a recording of a 7-hour train ride.
Nope, nothing happens. It's literally 7 hours of train tracks. It has an 8.5 out of 10 rating on IMDb.
I'm not kidding. It's supposed to be like one of the most beautiful train rides on Earth, I think. You know, we can enjoy all 7 magnificent, uninterrupted hours of it from the comfort of our own couch.
I mean, sounds pretty fun, eh? You better pick something or pack your bags.
How about Stranger Things?
Oh, it won't be that scary. I'll be there to hold you.
Look, I snuck up behind you one time, pretending to be Bauduk. Doesn't make me untrustworthy.
Okay, it was 2 times, but that doesn't matter. You know, Stranger Things doesn't even have any Babadooks.
At least I think. I haven't seen the new season yet.
Fine. You can watch something else. What sounds good to you?
Maybe not Chernobyl.
It's so bleak. I'm not sure if my soul can take it right now.
I know. I made you watch Blue Valentine last week. But, you know, in my defense, I thought it was a romantic comedy. Because it had the word Valentine in the title, you know?
I know that it also had the word blue in the title, but I just thought the blue part referred to, like, a series of wacky hijinks, you know, like never have been kissed. Sorry, never been kissed. I'm mixing up my rom-coms.
Look, it's a mistake that anyone could have made.
I don't like reading plot synopsis, though.
So overrated. And besides, sometimes they like spoil the show or the film. And I ain't about that.
Anyway, we shouldn't watch Chernobyl unless you've got a pesky good mood that you really want to get rid of.
What about, like, something lighter? A sitcom, maybe?
Oh, no. Not Parks and Rec again. I like it too, but we've seen it 4 times already. We can't get caught in this rut of comedy reruns, okay? That's not who we are as people.
No. We are wild adventurers. We take no prisoners and we leave no show unwatched.
Well, except Stranger Things and Chernobyl.
Which are, you know, the two most talked about shows right now. But, you know, I never said we were up-to-date adventurers. Just people who are trying to, you know, watch something new.
What? I try new things all the time, okay?
Okay, pizza is a staple. There is nothing wrong with having it 5 days in a row. Besides, you're the one who said we had to capitalize on that Domino's buy two get three free deal.
And you know I'm right because you've been eating it all week too.
Come on, we should change our TV watching diet at the very least, because I'm not giving up my pizza, okay? It's too delicious.
Besides, we have already bought it. And I'm not wasting any money.
What's something new that we could watch?
Oh, The Walking Dead?
Maybe? I don't know. I'm not sure if it's really my taste.
No,
It looks fine. It's just, well, it's 8 seasons. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that much of a time investment. Look, I have commitment issues, okay? TV commitment issues. I have no problem being committed to you, okay? Blasphemy. You are amazing and worth every second of my time, okay? But I've been burned by too many long-running series, honey, and I just can't do it again. Not after watching all 6 seasons of Lost. The finale made no sense. What was even the point? And then there was Game of Thrones. Oh my god, the ending. How could they do that? What? I know I haven't actually seen Game of Thrones, but that's not the point, okay? I've heard enough about it from our friends. Everyone deserves better. Are you really ready to fall in love with characters only to watch the writers betray them again? Because I'm sure as hell not. Oh, don't roll your eyes at me. The Lost finale deserves my revenge. Besides, I know you like it when I get all passionate about something. Especially. Here, put the digital fireplace simulation on. No, don't worry about it. We're not gonna watch it. I just thought that a little mood lighting would be nice. Let's just Netflix and chill. Do the kids still say that? Not anymore. Like I said before, we don't have to be trendy. Just as long as we're willing to try something new. Oh, don't worry. I've got a few ideas. Don't bother with Netflix. I promise I'll keep you entertained tonight.